This is the Voice of San Francisco, and I am John Rothman. The headline in this morning's San Francisco Chronicle, San Francisco will begin parking enforcement sweeps in May, a story by Ricardo Cano, who's doing a great job, by the way. Ricardo, good job. Now, the story is very interesting. Cano reports that Mayor London Breed last month promised that the city would renew focus on Vision Zero Pledge by ramping up enforcement of unsafe parking violations. You understand that these enforcement sweeps, as Cano reports, began in May. And now we have a very interesting situation, because what's happening is there are 11 supervisorial districts, and district by district, well, the San Francisco MTA is going to enforce parking restrictions. Oh, wait. Let's talk about Jeffrey Tumlin, who is the director of SFMTA. He said the agency is able to ramp up parking enforcement because it recently, well, became fully staffed. And let me explain to you what Tumlin said. This is happening because in many San Francisco neighborhoods, given the scarcity of parking control officers that we have faced for several years, there are people who think that the rules don't exist. So we want to make sure that we get the word out that we are finally able to start enforcing all the rules. Now, I have to tell you, I'm going to take a different view. I think what Jeffrey Tumlin and SFMTA is trying to do is to restrict the ability of San Franciscans to park. After all, SFMTA is taking away parking places wherever you turn. And so people becoming more desperate try to find a place to park. And yes, I know, they're making all these new rules, new restrictions. And let me tell you very frankly, that is the problem of SFMTA. It is not a friend of San Francisco residents. What it is trying to make San Francisco residents who have cars, they're trying to make it more difficult for them to park their cars. And that's the problem, Mr. Tumlin. Now, let me also say that enforcement is not a bad thing, except when you use enforcement to raise city revenue and to justify an absolutely irresponsible policy. What we need are more parking places in San Francisco, not less. Did you hear what they're doing in West Portal? Another story in the San Francisco Chronicle, which, by the way, is doing a very fine job of comprehensive reporting. Well, they want to restructure parking in West Portal. And let me tell you what that will do to the merchants in West Portal. Well, it's going to hurt them, and they know it. Wait. This morning, up on my website, when I'm searching what's going on in the city, there's a new survey going on about what we should do about Geary Boulevard and Geary Street in terms of redefining how that wonderful thoroughfare functions. My answer to you is what they need to do is not restrict traffic on Geary, but understand that Geary is a major traffic corridor. The most widely used municipal railway car is the 38 Geary, for God's sake. So what are they doing? They want to limit our ability on Geary, as they did on Masonic, as they did in Valencia. And what is the goal here? The goal here is to reduce the ability of San Franciscans to park their cars and to get to destinations. And that's what's wrong here. Parking enforcement is just another way of raising revenue for the city and county of San Francisco. Now, I have to tell you, unless the people of San Francisco stand up and just say no, this is all going to go through, and parking will become more restrictive. And I know the argument is made, well, take a look at other urban centers where they have all of these parking restrictions and how it makes it easier to enjoy the downtowns. San Francisco is a small city. We don't have the best municipal transportation services. And to be very blunt with you, merchants in this city rely on not only foot traffic, but parking, so that people can go into their establishments and well, simply do what they have to do. The less parking there is in San Francisco, the more we are going to see our businesses suffer. So let me be very clear. I'm as conscious of the environment as everybody else is. And yes, I love bicycles. But I have to tell you, a lot of people can't ride a bike. A lot of people rely on a car in order to get to where they're going. And if you don't have parking, and if you don't have the ability to park that car conveniently near the merchant location, well, the merchant's the one who's going to suffer. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Do we want to drive businesses out of San Francisco? No. We want to encourage people to come to San Francisco to shop. We want people from the peninsula. Come on in to San Francisco. That's what we want. And what the MTA is doing is the exact opposite of what the policy ought to be. Parking enforcement may generate revenue for the city for a short time, but it will hurt the development of San Francisco in the long term. The candidates for mayor need to address this issue. They need to understand what Jeffrey Tumlin is inflicting on this city. And by the way, there can be an no-holds-barred argument one way or the other. And let the candidates for mayor and the candidates for the board of supervisors duke it out. Oh boy, am I anxious to have them do that. Because if I were a merchant in San Francisco and I knew that access to my shop, to my neighborhood, was being restricted because of all of these parking enforcement regulations, I'd be up in arms. Well, wait a minute. The only place you can be up in arms is when you go to vote. So candidates for mayor, candidates for the board of supervisors, be aware. These questions are going to come at you hard and furious by merchants and by residents. And let's be clear, the Bicycle Coalition has power. There's no question about it. But that power had better be tempered by a recognition that the people of San Francisco need to have an appropriate place to park their car. Am I wrong? You tell me. After all, the voice of San Francisco is here not for us, but for you. And if we can make these points clear, precise, decisive, in this upcoming campaign for the mayor and for Board of Supervisors here in San Francisco, it might make a huge difference. Are you listening, Jeffrey Tumlin? I hope you are. This is John Rothman, the voice of San Francisco, with you every day. And let me tell you something. We're glad to be here. See you tomorrow.